And Susan Jackson has the news.
The government has announced an additional €10 million in funding for Garda overtime in Dublin. The Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, said the money would be made available immediately to put more Gardaí on the beat in the capital. The Garda Representative Association has welcomed the announcement, but said that overtime was being offered because there were not enough Gardaí to police the streets. From the Garda College in Templemore, County Tipperary, our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
87 new Gardaí will graduate from the Garda College in Templemore today, with almost another 180 to begin training here on Monday. The Minister for Justice says if momentum is maintained, the government is on track to have 800 new recruits this year. However, this is 200 fewer than promised in the last budget, which means targets for Garda recruitment will be missed for a second consecutive year. Today, Helen McEntee announced she has secured a new funding package of up to €10 million, specifically targeted at increasing Garda visibility and putting more Gardaí on the beat in Dublin. The largest Garda association, representing almost 12,000 rank-and-file Gardaí, has welcomed the announcement, but says it shows the government knows there are not enough Gardaí and is now trying to fill the gaps with overtime. GRA President Brendan O'Connor says the Garda's existing overtime allocation cannot be filled because members are fatigued and burned out, and the appetite among them for additional hours is very limited. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, at the Garda College, Templemore.
The Supreme Court is due to give its judgment this morning on an appeal by the Tipperary farmer Patrick Quirk against his conviction for the murder of Bobby Ryan. In March, the court ruled that the seizure and analysis of a computer from Mr. Quirk's home was unlawful. It heard further arguments about what the consequences of its ruling should be and will give its decision on that issue today. Our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell.
Patrick Quirk is serving a life sentence after being convicted 4 years ago of the 2011 murder of DJ Bobby Ryan, also known as Mr. Moonlight. The Supreme Court ruled in March that a search of his home in 2013, during which key prosecution evidence was seized, was unlawful, as the search warrant did not specify that computers were to be seized and analysed. It heard further submissions from prosecution and defence lawyers in May about what the consequences of its decision should be. Quirk's lawyers said there should be a retrial, and a decision on the admissibility of the evidence in question was one for a trial judge in a new trial. Prosecution lawyers said it was acknowledged an error had been made in not telling a district court judge of the intention to seize and search computers, but they argued the Supreme Court could decide that the evidence was admissible. Quirk's trial heard he murdered Bobby Ryan so he could rekindle an affair with landowner Mary Lowry. Mr. Ryan's remains were found in a disused underground tank on Ms. Lowry's farm almost 2 years after he went missing.
US federal prosecutors have widened their investigation into Donald Trump's handling of government documents following his departure from the White House. Mr. Trump is accused of ordering staff at his resort in Florida to delete security images purporting to show classified files being moved around. He denies this and said the investigation was a desperate attempt by President Joe Biden and the Justice Department to continue what he called an illegal witch hunt. Stephen Moore, who worked on Mr. Trump's economic team in 2016, said the new allegations would not harm his future presidential hopes.
The more they indict him, the more his popularity goes up with Republicans. If the economy goes south, it's very likely that, in my opinion, that Trump could beat Biden if that was the way this turns out.
Singapore has executed a woman for the first time in nearly 20 years. 45-year-old Sari Dewi Jemani, a Singaporean citizen, was hanged for trafficking 30 grams of heroin. The execution was carried out despite appeals from human rights groups who argued there was no evidence to show that the death penalty acted as a deterrent to crime. Randy Meisner, a founding member of the US rock band The Eagles, has died in Los Angeles. He was 77. A statement on the band's website said his death was due to complications arising from lung disease. Meisner was the original bassist and a vocalist for The Eagles. He contributed to several of their most famous hits, including his signature ballad, Take It to the Limit. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For highly efficient, sustainable home heating for your new build, choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be partly cloudy with rain showers. These will be most frequent in the western half of the country this afternoon and evening. Highest temperatures will range from 16 to 21 degrees.